Good morning and welcome this morning to It's Your Money. I am Jean Isley, retired from the industry. I've been so busy in the last couple months, it's unbelievable. And we are joined by our co-host who is visiting other parts of the country, I guess we'll say, David R. Thierman.
Just to keep the show lively, David R. Thierman, tax, estate, and nursing home attorney.
And all-around good guy.
All-around good guy. I'm still in the office as Jean Isley's keeping herself busy. And then each and every weekend, Jean Isley, David R. Thierman, we bring you the latest financial news, tax news. You can call in during the hour with your question. It's our honor and our pleasure to be with you. And we appreciate everyone joining in this morning. How's the weather looking this weekend?
It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. It's going to be really beautiful. A little chilly still, but it's going to be beautiful. The snow days are behind us. We actually had snow the night before last at my house. I was ready to take the gas pipe, as they say. It was. I couldn't believe it. But we had, it's funny, the front lawn I had about a half an inch on, and nothing on the backyard. I don't understand it. But happy to say, anyway, it's over. It's gone, and we're not looking back. Right, David? It's been terrible winter.
I'm going to have a big landscaping project, Jeannie, because I've had arborvitaes, and over the years I would push them back up. But this wet snow wiped out a lot of arborvitaes around my property. Did you have any bushes come down from the snow a couple weeks ago?
Well, we built what they call a natural fence of arborvitaes. So my arborvitaes are, pardon me, almost three stories high, and we've got about 80 or 90 of them. And we're still praying for a couple of them, but yeah, it was terrible. We had three birch trees totally uprooted. They have to be taken out. Beautiful birch trees. And, you know, again, some shrubs, the boxwoods got chopped in half. So it's been a terrible winter. I'm over it. I'm done with it. I'm not a cold weather person to begin with. I just pull the covers up over my head and wait till spring. How about you?
We'll be out and about. It's nice this time of year when you can bundle up. Fall, you know, is always good.
Yeah.
Spring can be a couple days good, a couple days bad.
That's true.
But the idea is you can be out and about. It's good for you to keep yourself active and keep your mind active, keep your body active. It's all good.
David, we have a good friend on the line with us this morning, Eric, calling in from Absecon. Good morning, Eric. How are you?
Good morning, Jeannie. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Eric, and thank you for calling. It's Your Money Is Old.
How's your lovely bride?
Oh, we're hanging in there. We're getting old, Jeannie.
You know what? That's the good news.
David, I guess this would be more in your ballpark. I didn't hear the speech given by our new governor the other day. But what is your take, and Jeannie, what is your take about the tax proposals and her budget proposals that she's put forth? Are we looking at losing the state program or our senior freeze program?
I have a math point to bring up. You know, she's complaining that New Jersey has spent too much money and is spending too much money, and that we've got a $3 billion deficit or a $5 billion deficit. Well, she took the budget. It was under the last governor, Murphy. No commentary on that. But she took the budget from his $58 billion with a B to almost $61 billion. So if you're saying in one side of your face, we're spending too much money, and then you increase the budget by $3 billion, I don't understand what you're looking at or what you're thinking. So that's my only comment on her.
In a conversation I heard with Senator Palestina, and he used Absecon as an example to where state funding for our local school tax is going to be cut significantly, and it's going to put a significant tax burden on the local taxpayer. But are senior citizens looking to lose some of the programs that they have for tax relief? Or is Murphy's mantra, if you don't like taxes, then New Jersey's not the state for you?
Well, so that's interesting, a good
Eric.
Point.
Yes, Eric, what happens is, in New Jersey, so in Florida, how they do it, to give you different examples. I'm a Florida, Pennsylvania, New Jersey attorney. By the way, if you want to have the lowest property taxes, you move to Delaware.
Right.
But what happens is, for example, I'll give you the different states. In Florida, how they do it is, once you're homesteaded, and that can be everyone, young, middle age, and older, because you could argue, well, the seniors need a break, young people starting need a break, so Florida doesn't discriminate. Across the board, once you're in Florida for 6 months and a day, make it your permanent residence, there's a limit on how much they can increase your property taxes, 3.5% a year. So that's across the board. Florida has a homestead for everyone, and it freezes how much they can increase. New Jersey's has always been a circus, okay? New Jersey picks and chooses what age you have to be, what your income has to be, and then you actually pay the tax and get a check back. Well, anytime you pay a tax and you have to get a check back, it's a concern. So what happens is, Gene M. Isley was saying, Governor Murphy, everything is terrific. It's the same party. We have a new governor, but the same party. Well, everything's not terrific. Politicians have been overspending. Shocker. They're overspending with your money. So what happens is, there's going to be additional taxes on businesses who have over 50 employees based on their health situations. And then what happens is, your income limits to get a check back are going to come down, apparently, and the benefits are going to be cut for senior citizens. And is it a surprise? No. Is it an unfortunate? Yes. But there's an underlying problem. New Jersey spends more than comes in. It promises programs that it can't fully fund, and it's frustrating. But people keep voting for that. So what happens is, yes, you voted for having less money come back to you in your property tax. So it's will that be happening? Chances are, yes. You'll be getting less back. Taxes will be going up on you. And you just heard the budget, and that's where we are for the first year. Unfortunately, I always say save your money and invest, because the government, if they put a program in, then they cut it back. So for our senior citizens, my wife always tells me to be positive, but less money coming back certainly looks to be the case outlined in the budget.
Well, these budget proposals, David, have to pass through the Assembly and the State Senate. Do you think that there might be some common sense among the legislatures here in New Jersey to cut back or trim back some of these proposals?
It's an uphill battle, because what happens is, when you have, it's all the same party. So oftentimes they say, when the Assembly, the Senate is of a different party, you have checks and balances. So obviously everyone in the same party, the majority, doesn't think alike. They have different opinions and different views. So the homestead rebate is a big voter issue. So there's a chance, but it's an uphill battle, but there's a chance that the homestead rebate cuts would be not enacted, but it's an uphill battle. It's more probable than not that homestead rebates are going to be cut, but is there still a chance that there's a pushback? Of course there is, and we hope so, and we hope New Jersey gets on a better path.
Jeannie, David, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. We always look forward every week to your program. And, David, don't lose your sense of humor. It's really fun.
Thank you.
I didn't know he had one.
Yes. Thank you, Eric. You and your wife are a pleasure.
Eric,
you guys take care.
Give my love to the missus. You take care as well.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Eric is he's been a good friend and a longtime friend, many, many years, and he and his wife have had a wonderful life together, very adventurous, and I enjoyed our conversations when we worked together and chatted, and the workshops that you and I used to do, David, they would be there. Eric always has good, insightful questions, thoughtful questions, and I appreciate that. I know you do.
Well, you know what happens, Gene? It's interesting. Different people, they'll follow, you know, you'll see different news.
Right.
No. Eric sees the financial news, the tax news. It's what affects you.
Right.
So, for example, Jeannie, you know, this governor ran on affordability, remember?
Yeah, good luck.
And look, it could be other governors run on this, too. Well, I can tell you nothing's getting more affordable. And someone says, well, I just voted for affordability. Well, the proposal is you have less money back from your property taxes. Your tolls went up. Your gas went up, the gas tax. So then what will happen is all the supermarket prices will go up. So your affordability is out the door. The answer is save your money and invest, right, Gene?
That's right. You know, it's you have to look to the future. And there used to be an economy that we enjoyed where it's all about what you want and not what you need. And the wants are always more expensive than the needs. But you have to look at what's going on right now, and things are a little tight. I'm seeing the grocery store prices slightly improving, and I say that not across the board. In certain areas, we're still seeing some pretty high prices, but it depends on where you shop as well. So I like to go to a butcher to get my meats and, you know, the certain things that I'll go to. Like paper products, you can go to BJ's or Sam's or whatever. But, you know, your foodstuffs, I want good quality food, so I'm prepared to pay a little bit more for it. And, you know, you go out to eat during the week, and, you know, Tom and I like to go out a couple, maybe three times a week. And, you know, it's something that we'll be ordering what we can't get at home or what I don't prepare at home. So you're buying something that's a little bit more expensive. Well, how does that fare at the restaurant versus you going to the grocery store and preparing it yourself? You know, they have to buy it too. The restaurateurs have to buy this product that you're looking to enjoy. So you can't just say across the board that prices are through the roof, because I'm finding that they're not. And, you know, with all the dining out that we are fortunate enough to do during the week, that just means I'm lazy, David, and I don't cook enough. But, you know, you want to enjoy your friends and company and neighbors, and so that's what we do when we go out. So we're prepared to pay a little bit more to enjoy something different. And, you know, it gets back to want versus need. So now you need to put a meal on the table, you need to shop smartly, and you need to look at where you're shopping to get the best prices. So. And there's some specialty stores around here that have been in business for years. You know, you look at Mazzio's, you look at, I like the Pitney Italian Meat Market, you know, Bagliani's for certain things. You know, it depends on what it is you're in the market for. And, of course, in the springtime and summer and early fall, you have the wonderful farm markets that we go to everywhere. And I enjoy the farm markets and looking over the great products that they bring in. I know Joe's Market brings in foodstuffs from the Amish. And what they'll do is different tomatoes. He gives you a variety of tomatoes. You know, we've got spoiled with the beef steaks and the Silver Queen corn. But that's not around anymore. You don't find that anymore. They've, I guess, GMO'd it out of...
Well, you're right, Jeannie. We used to see that more often. You have a better palate than David Thierman, okay?
No,
My wife was telling me about this. Want to know a cute story on the foods side our listeners?
Sure.
So Jeannie's out. She's getting fresh meat at the butcher. She's getting corn. And what's David getting? Something in a can, okay? Chef Boyardee.
No, you are not.
So I get a kick out of this because my wife is from Italy, and she'll tell me, she'll look up a story, And so Chef Boyardee was actually an Italian immigrant, okay, lands in Ellis Island at 16 years old and starts as a basic chef at the Plaza in New York City.
Wow.
He gets out of New York, shocker, eventually opens a little restaurant in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
And his name wasn't Chef Boyardee.
No.
It was Ettore Boardi.
Right. I knew
Ettore
this.
Ettore Boardi. And what happens is no one could pronounce his name. He has this little restaurant. And Maurice and Eva Wiener, who are in the canning business, come in and say, look, we love your sauce. We can help you can sauce. So the 16-year-old boy that comes from Ellis Island with nothing, working day and night at a little restaurant eventually in Cleveland, meets customers that say, we'll help you can your sauce. World War II comes around, and they're canning sauce 24 hours a day. 250,000 cans per day, Chef Boyardee.
Wow.
But it was Ettore Boardi who changed, you know, the name to Chef Boyardee because no one could say Boardi, an Italian immigrant from Ellis Island at 16. Always interesting, some of these stories, Jean.
Yeah, they are interesting. My father came through Ellis Island as Carlo Di Pietra Antonio. And, of course, I don't think he could spell it at the time. And settled in this area in Atlantic City in the mid-teens, 17, 18. And you were either German or Jewish to succeed in this area. And he changed his name to Gross from Di Pietra Antonio. So that's crazy.
But the key is we always say one thing. It's always an interesting situation when someone says, oh, I always, someone had it good. I remember way back when, Jeannie, I was in Newport, Rhode Island, taking a tour of the mansions.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of the mansions are the Vanderbilts, whose money is all gone because a couple generations wasted it all. But the Vanderbilts had all these large mansions. And a fellow on the little tour bus that takes you from one, you know, mansion to another goes, oh, must have been good to live the rich life. And I didn't say anything, but the Vanderbilts, Cornelius Vanderbilt grew up in New York dirt poor.
Right.
And it was so dangerous to live that wild pigs and boars would kill people.
Mm.
So it's not that someone, it just fell from the sky. Someone worked 24 hours, 7 days a week to get somewhere.
That's right.
And, of course, was fortunate, but also came with hard work, so it's interesting. Meanwhile, my wife told me to be positive, okay, Jean?
Okay, so.
On the tax news.
All right, let's hear this one.
Positive means, ready?
Go ahead.
You're in New Jersey. We just had, you know, a story about the New Jersey budget, but the good news is you're still not in New York. Okay?
Well, that's the truth.
The key is, it's again, the tourism for the spring and summer is, you can get out of New York, come to New Jersey. The latest proposal, okay, Gene?
Right.
This is the mayor of New York, and he went to school for accounting. I'm sorry, did I mix that up? African studies, okay?
That's right.
Yeah, so the mayor with African studies, which I'm sure he knows a lot about, but not taking an accounting course, he has an idea. If you pass away, it's always good to tax dead people, Gene, okay?
Well, they can't argue with you.
Yeah, they can't argue. It's the worst day of a family's life. Let's take their money. So how it would work is, once you get to $750,000 and actually about $825,000, once your house is worth $825,000, New York would take 50% of all your assets.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So as it is now, once you get a little over $8 million, New York takes 16% of all your assets. That's called the New York estate tax. The mayor of New York would like it once your assets are a little over $800,000 and you die, New York takes 50% of all your loved ones' assets.
Wow.
And they give it to the politician, Gene. Okay, and the politician is going to make your life better if you give away all your family's assets.
Oh, boy.
And the sad part is someone voted for that. The answer is you need to read a book, as we say.
Well, more than half the city voted for him, so I don't understand
that. Well, everyone else, you know what, Gene, as we say? You know what everyone smart did? They
left.
Got out.
Yeah, they moved.
Yeah. Okay, so that's where we are. We tax proposals out in New York. You got to take accounting in first grade to get past that. Okay.
Wow, it's crazy.
You can't make it up. We don't want to be too outspoken. It's stupid. And the politician at $800,000 takes half of all your assets, including your house, your cars, and it's all good.
So these are proposals, right? When does it get voted on?
It's a proposal.
Do you know?
It won't happen. But it's going to be a new course in African studies.
How to tax your constituents?
Yeah, how to make America prosperous based on the continent of Africa and accounting courses.
Oh, good Lord!
Yeah. Well, guess what? I don't know too much about Africa, have to admit. And someone, unfortunately, the mayor of New York who took African studies, has to go back to accounting school.
Well, you got to know something about what you're doing. Or what you're proposing, you should.
You would think, Gene.
You would think.
It keeps us in business, as we say.
Yeah, you know. It does. It does keep you.
It's a sad comment, but the answer is who's going to make up the tax laws? People that never took an accounting course. And it's just not New York. Eric had called about New Jersey, the second poorest capital in the United States. By the way, Connecticut's always first. Mm. Okay.
And Trenton,
the second poorest capital is always Trenton, New Jersey, where the politicians go every day. So they're 49th in running the state because every other state has a more prosperous capital other than Hartford, Connecticut, which is always number one. Their politicians really need accounting courses.
That's crazy. It's crazy. I don't understand it. I
mean, the same way, Gene, like, you know, with the pension funds, with the different situations. New Jersey's investing your money, or Pennsylvania, or New York.
Hmm. Well, you know,
maybe you should invest your own money.
It was interesting the other day. In fact, Lori Young was telling me this, and talking about it on her show. Actually, there was a proposal in Egg Harbor Township for a $36 million. I believe it was a bond. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure. But Egg Harbor Township apparently has 45,000 residents, including children. And apparently this particular bill or request for raising this $36 million for an arts center, not sure what all it's going to be in there, but it passed and it was voted for by about 1,500 people. I may be wrong. It may have been 3,500, but whatever it was, 1,500 voted for it, 800 voted against it, and that's all that showed up to vote for this particular go round at the polls. So if you don't think it's important to vote, boy, are you wrong. You've got to get out there and vote and, you know, make your opinion heard. You really have to be on top of your game with this stuff. Because if you're voting for it or voting against it, you got to know what you're talking about. So when this legislation is put forward by politicians or by need or by whatever the case may be aware of it, folks. I mean, how many people knew that there was something to vote on last Tuesday? You know, are you aware? Do you know what's going on in your own town, your own neighborhood? Well, you got to be aware. You've got to get aware. David, we have about 40 seconds before we take that break at the bottom of the hour, which is going
to
be
And then we'll get back to Wall Street, estate planning, but lots of tax news and budget news we had to chime in on, right, Gene?
Well, we do, because it's important. It's very important. So be aware of what's being put on the ballot, when the ballots are up for vote, and where you go to vote. So get out there and be aware. Be an active part of your community. Time to get another cup of coffee. We'll be right back after this break. Good morning and welcome back this beautiful weekend morning to It's Your Money. I am Gene Isley. We are joined by our partner in crime here, David R. Thierman. David, is a tax.
Good morning, Gina Misley. Good morning to our listeners, and it's always a pleasure and honor to be with all our listeners this morning.
It certainly is. David, we have a couple lines lit up here. Let's go first to Tom calling from Atlantic City. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jeannie. David, this is Tom Foley. How you doing?
Hey, Tom Foley. How are you?
Good morning, Tom Foley, and thank you for calling.
Good friend for many, many years. Director of Emergency Management. As one of your
30 years on the fire department.
And another jewel in your crown, right?
Yeah. I have all kinds of titles, but no
money. Everyone was running away from the problem, Tom Foley was running to the problem.
Yes,
so
he was. Yes, absolutely. Tom, what did you say before?
I said I get all kinds of titles, but no money.
Oh.
They call me the former man.
Oh, my gosh. No, the services you performed for us in this county are just innumerable, and hats off to you,
my
friend.
My pleasure. I had a good time. 42 years with the city.
Wow.
It's crazy, yeah. The reason I called is just a couple things. The vote at Egg Harbor, I don't live in Egg Harbor Township, but I think that was absolutely absurd what that school board did.
Isn't it?
The polls were only open until from 12 noon until 8 o'clock at night.
Wow.
And then you have it March the 10th. I mean, come on. Assemblyman Guardian was at our meeting. We have a meeting once a month with retired police officers and firefighters.
Right.
Ron DiGiovanni is our president. And he had Don Guardian was in there and telling us about it. And the whole thing was just absurd. There should be elections only for bond issues in November and June.
Right.
That's when our primaries are, and that's where our general elections are.
Right.
This is so unfair to have these special elections and not give people time to observe. And maybe they needed the money, you know. Some people say they did. Some people say it was, you know, they let things go.
An arts center?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
You know, I get it that these assembly spots are good for the children of the community, and they are. But, you know, there's so many auditoriums, there's so many existing facilities that they just let fall apart instead of working on them. Go ahead.
It's a disgrace. And that's I'm so glad that the chief of the fire department is fixing up the stations and getting the type of equipment to plan for the future. That's what you have to do. We had equipment that was a mess and firehouses that we had rats as big as cats.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, it was just an embarrassment. Now, finally, you see things going in the right way. A couple other things. On the senior program, the Southern Guardian gave us the bad news. This is a $2,500 increase for seniors in the state of New Jersey.
Mm.
That's how much they're taking away from the senior program, stay in New Jersey program. So, you know, it's a mess.
It is a mess.
And people have to realize that's a heavy hit for seniors, especially those on fixed income.
It is. You're right.
The fastest growing state in the Mid-Atlantic states is Delaware because of the cost of living.
Yeah.
So, you know, Trenton keeps saying we want it this way, and the new governor, the answer is everyone just keeps moving to Delaware because obviously other states are doing something that we're not. Very frustrating.
And, you know, I have to take my hat off to Assemblyman Guardian. You know, he's the man is brilliant. And, I mean, he scratches his head at some of the things that are going on. He just, you know, it's a matter of who's showing up to vote for these things. And as often, he doesn't miss a vote wherever he can. I know if there's an illness or something. But, again, you know, they truck back and forth to Trenton to vote on these proposals. Who's voting in the affirmative to take money away from fixed income constituents? I don't understand it. And
yeah,
I mean,
neither do I. I served in the legislature, so you can imagine what it's like. But now it's just so partisan, it's ridiculous. So as David says, you know, you don't, there's so many Democrats are now in the Assembly and in the Senate in New Jersey. And now you have the governor who's a Democrat, too. So, you know, these things are going to pass. There's no doubt in my mind. And that's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace.
On a personal level, guys, do you still do the meetings?
The workshops? No, we haven't done them recently. You know, it's funny. The rules on Wall Street change, and when they change, we have to comply. Like, we're no longer allowed to do certain things as far as funding and financing them ourselves. So we had to get sponsors. And then the sponsors, by their compliance, they have to speak. And so before you know it, you've got an hour and a half assembly, and, you know, they have to speak for half an hour, and you're doing their commercial for them, and it just got to be ridiculous. There was a time when I could just finance it myself.
All we need is, we don't need you to spend any money, but we'd like to get David and you to come to one of our meetings. We have about 60 guys that attend once a month, and David, I could have our president give you a call to set it up if it's okay with you.
It would be a pleasure and an honor. And as Gene said, I'm working on my humor.
we do speak to special groups. We just spoke to an assembly in Summers Point not that long ago. And again, upon request, we are more than happy and we're honored to speak to your groups. So, yes, we do that.
Oh, that would be great. All right, I'll have President DiGiovanni give you a call, David.
That's great.
Thank you. It'll be an honor. Thank you, Tom.
We would be thrilled to do it. I miss that. You know, Tommy, we did that for decades and decades. David and I were up and down the Parkway doing our workshops from Cape May up to Bayville. We were just talking about Bayville.
We enjoy people.
Yeah, and it was fun, and you know, just the participation from the audience was worth it on its own. It was just amazing. Yeah. But we do miss it, yes.
Thank you, Tom. And it's going to be a nice weekend for the most part.
Yeah, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day. Absolutely. Tuesday, a big day. Get out there and sport your green, my friends. Take care, Tom. I look forward to seeing
you. Irish, we always say.
Well, yeah. <it's...
laughs> Thank you, guys.
All right, Tom.
Thank you.
Good friend for many, many years, Tommy. Is a
you know what
great
I love,
guy.
Jeannie, by the way, I was having yesterday?
What's
Irish
that?
Soda bread with raisins.
Oh, love it. Love it.
Absolutely.
David, we have Frank on the line calling from Galloway, my hometown. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific. Hope you are.
Yeah, so far, so good.
Good.
Got a question about the budget.
Oh, boy.
The budget is, they're saying it's $8 billion. And now they're saying they need for next year another $3 billion. That's like $11 billion, right?
For where?
For the budget.
Which
they're
budget?
They're going to add another $3 billion to it.
Oh, the state budget, Frank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was $58 billion last year. It's now going up to 60.7, so call it $61
billion. Okay, so wow, they're going to go up another $11 billion, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
So why don't they put down, like, this year we went through $51 billion. Now they're requiring another $11 billion, which they got to vote on, right?
Well, you'd think. I don't know who's voting with any good sense about it. You know,
why don't they have someone in there to say, okay, this year for next year, we reached the $51 billion that we spent last year. Now they want another $11 billion. Why don't they have some kind of watch committee on the money to say, why are we using another $11 billion?
Well, I think that's partially you and I. You know, we're the ones out here that vote for these people, so we keep voting the same path and expecting that we're going to get different results. I think someone declared that as the definition of insanity. You keep doing the same thing over and over again, and you're looking for change. Well, you're not going to get it. So
you have to have some kind of watchdog.
Right, you're right.
To watch the money.
Well, that's called. We put him in office.
$50 billion. Now you got to watch everything you spend.
We've got to watch them, and we're the ones that are saying okay to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You need like a watchdog committee to say enough is enough.
Well, there's watchdog committees that keep an eye on it, but you and I feel it enough is enough, but there are more people that feel, no, we need to do more spending. there's more of them than there are you and I, Frank, and David. So that's what's going on. You know, you've got it, as Tom Foley said, it's political. It's cut right down the middle, the Democrats and the Republicans, and there's more Democrats than Republicans, so they're going to win, and that seems to be where the spending is occurring. So I don't know. You've got to look at what you're doing.
We'll keep an eye, but as we said, it's more probable than not that people's checks for senior citizens' property tax checks will be cut back, and less people will be getting the homestead rebate.
Wow.
The answer is, like we said, the new politician's in office, and you'll have less money, but somehow you're supposed to be better off after that. So we'll roll with the punches, as we say.
Thank you, Frank. You keep rolling with punches, and you keep getting punched all the way, and it gets frustrating. And again, that's why people leave the state, and I don't blame them.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can't blame them.
It's like, thank God I left New York.
Well, and you're not doing much better down here, are you?
It's getting worse down here, too.
We're happy to have you. And we're happy to have you as a listener.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. We appreciate your input, Frank. Have a great weekend. Happy St. Patty's Day.
Okay. Bye now. You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and David.
It's interesting, Gene. We'll give our phone numbers in a second.
Yes.
But last week I had reported, Massachusetts is a state raising taxes through the roof.
Right.
Well, Massachusetts is on a roll. 700 people a week are leaving Massachusetts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what left this week, Gene?
What?
Well, after the people, you have potato chips leave it because they don't like taxes either, okay?
Potato chips?
Yeah. You ever hear of Cape Cod potato chips?
Yes.
Yeah, they were from Massachusetts. Cape Cod potato chips are going to be called Hanover, Pennsylvania potato chips.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're moving to Pennsylvania. So if people in Massachusetts are looking for the potato chips, they've got to move out of Massachusetts also.
Wow.
So we'll keep you up to date.
Yeah,
meanwhile, numbers for the hour for my law office, David R. Thierman. Gina Misley has all the details.
That's right. If you want to reach David during the week, if you want to get your documents reviewed, if you don't have documents, you need to get your documents. We need three to be on the right path. You need a power of attorney, which, in my opinion, is the most important document we have while we're breathing. You need a living will, putting your family in charge and not the institution or the facility that you're in. And then you need your will, which directs where you want your hard-earned assets to go when you're no longer with us. Three documents in New Jersey. Trust work is appropriate in certain cases and not appropriate for everybody. You have to have an irrevocable trust in New Jersey. Florida residents, you need a revocable trust. It's different state by state. You have to know the laws. So if you want to have your documents created or reviewed, you can reach David during the week at 609-653-6003. And if you have a question, a comment you'd like to share with us and with our listeners this morning, you can reach us here, 609-927-1100. And as always, we're here for you each and every weekend. And to Tom Foley's point, we are happy to address your group, your organization, David Thierman and I. Just because I'm retired doesn't mean my brain isn't working. 53 years of being in the brokerage industry, I know a little bit about what I'm talking about, right, David? We hope, anyway. David
We've
and I
been
are
doing this, like you said, Jeannie. I have to be honest with you. So, like, with it's interesting with the news. So ultimately, the world goes in cycles. So on the bottom of the news, they said, people saying stop the war. No, it should be stop Iran the last 30 or 40, 47 years.
47 years.
From just building weapons, and terrorizing the Middle East and Americans for 47 years, then trying to build nuclear weapons. It should be stop Iran, not stop the war.
That's
but
right.
But meanwhile, as finally it's being dealt with,
if I have extra money, Jeannie, I invest it because in the long run, the world does become a better place when you don't have a terror state there.
That's true.
So someone says, what do you do with your money? I say, I invest it because things take dips. And the answer is, but I believe in the world moving forward.
Well,
so
you know,
I was going to ask on Wall Street at these times, Jean,
it's,
should people sit on their money? Should they invest their money? What are your thoughts?
They're tumultuous times right now. And we've gone through difficult times in our country's history, in our lives, and in our life, you know, in this country. And, you know, you look at what we've been through, just, you know, David, since you and I have been in our respective fields, you look at what we've been through, the crash of the market in 1987. You take a look at the bombing of the Trade Center the first time in 91. You'd look at what happened in 2001, you know, September 11th, the worst tragedy on our nation's landscape other than the Civil War. But you look at, you know, what's doing this, and it seems to be the same core problem. You know, you've got these terrorists that just hate America. And death to America is what Iran's been chanting for 47 years. And you think of that, it's a lifetime for some people. You know, things are going to present opportunities in our lifetime. Those corrections in the markets, those periods of time, that difficult time in 2001. I can remember going to the office, the market's down 700 points, 1,200 points, 1,600 points, and you just want to retch, you know. You sit at your desk watching what's going on, and you have to be there for clients and get them through it. And the opportunities that have presented themselves over these tumultuous times in our markets and in our history, there's buying opportunities. And people say, Jeannie, you're out of your mind. You want to be out there buying? I'm not saying buy across the board. I'm saying if you liked a stock when it was 50 and it's now 35, and it still has the same good fundamentals, then you're going to love it at 35. You want to pick away at it. It doesn't mean put a fortune into any one area or any one stock, but sprinkle a little bit across different sectors of the market. You know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, there's 30 stocks that make up that average, the largest of the large, and across the board in as far as the industries go. But I remember the Dow crossing 1,000. I remember it crossing 3,000, 5,000. Now we went through 50,000. It's back down a few thousand points. Is it a buying opportunity? In a year, are we going to look back and say, boy, I wish I had been a little bit smarter and sprinkled some more money in my investments? Maybe a different sector that you want to get into altogether. Sit down with your advisor. Review where you are. Review what you have. And talk about what your needs are. What do you need this portfolio to do for you? Over what time frame? What are your retirement goals? What are your purchase goals? Is there something coming up in your life that you're looking to buy? You want to buy a new house. You want to move. You want to get out of New Jersey. You want to move to Delaware. You know, things that happen in people's lifetimes that present opportunities. This is very well among them. Again, caution. I'm not saying just jump in. Use some caution, talk to your advisors, get some guidance, and I think in another couple of years you're going to look back and say, boy, I'm glad I did that. You know, I can't remember a downturn that I didn't take advantage of on a personal basis. So, you know, again, is it for you? Maybe, maybe not. There's no cookie-cutter approach to it, but at least have the conversation with an advisor. It's a difficult thing to do, David, when the markets are in a state of flux, to say, all right, I want to add 5,000, 10,000, 100,000 to the portfolio. But again, you pinch your nose, close your eyes, and jump in a little bit.
Well, Jeannie, you see what happens is the market's in flux, and like you said, you have to take a long, you know, long view. Then meanwhile, you just had elections, and you hear about the big term was affordability. Well, in New York, they want to tax everyone to make your life less affordable. Mm-hmm. New York, New Jersey wants to roll back monies people received back on their property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help with affordability. Your money is, you're getting less back. So when someone says you want to take care of affordability, you know what you do? You take care of your money and yourself, because the politician, you just saw it. Within a few months, nothing's becoming more affordable. You've got to invest, stay ahead of the curve. So New York, the chances of that about $825,000, they would take 50% of all your assets when you die. New Jersey has no estate tax if you have children. If you leave assets to your children, your grandchildren, New Jersey has no death tax. The problem in New Jersey is if you do not have children, we have an inheritance tax. When you leave assets to nieces, nephews, step-grandchildren, there's a 15, 16% tax on all assets.
Mm-hmm.
So we always say this way, which is, you know, why your politicians don't care for you. If you lose your only child and leave assets to your nieces and nephews, because you lost your only child, if your assets are $500,000, you pay $75,000 in death taxes and inheritance taxes in New Jersey. Does Delaware have that tax? No. Does Florida have that tax? No. Who has the most death taxes? New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate. Meanwhile, the low property taxes are Delaware. So you've got to shop around. You got to be smart. You got to be. But it's sad because people have been one place their whole life. They like New Jersey. South Jersey's a good bubble. But you've got to scrimp and save, Gene. You have to be frugal because it can be expensive. You're correct.
You do. You're right. You've got to be able to take a look at what's coming in the door versus what's going out the door. And whatever's going out the door, is it because you have to spend it or because you want to spend it? So the have to is what comes into play first. You've got to cover your utility bills. You've got to cover your taxes. There's a lot you have to cover. The want to do is all different. So it's Holly, did something you need to say? You're right. Okay. David, we have Bill on the line. Good morning, Bill. We've only got a couple minutes, Bill.
I only got a couple of words to say. First of all, I say thank you for the clarity that you give to all the mechanisms out there in the government. And it's a real trap for the mind to try to figure all that stuff out. And you provide it so well and so succinctly. I apologize for my voice. I have Parkinson's.
Oh, that's okay, Bill. Thank you for those kind words. We try and keep people on the right path and in the right direction, and that's what our goal is each and every weekend morning that we're on the air.
Yeah, it's such a wonderful job, I tell you.
Thank you for that. You have a nice holiday. Did you have a question specifically, or?
I was going to say, is there a group of people like yourselves who have this wide range of information, know all these things that the populace needs to know? Is there any cohesive groups out there, professionals that take these guys on? And when you talk about the politicians, I vote for them. I also have them in meetings where I attend their meetings or county meetings that I used to attend. I was on 9 different committees for the county for 10 years.
Wow. And
you never got anything clear. Even the county was unclear.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. We try and clarify things for people. We try and give you interpretations of things. And again, you know, David and I in our respective fields, we've been doing this for decades. And,
yes.
You know, what we see each and every day in our practices and what I saw when I was working until the end of last year, you know, this is real life. These are real people's and real people's situations and life matters. So it's very important that people understand some of their options and how to get through things. But I want to thank you for the call, Bill. Very kind words. We appreciate you. Thanks for being out there.
Okay.
You have a great St. Patty's Day.
Thank you for being our listener and our friend.
Well,
enjoy St.
We'll be great friends, I can tell that.
Well, thank you. You take care of yourself.
It's interesting, Jeannie.
That's very kind of him. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate that. it's, you know, again, David, we've been through so much together with our practices, whether they're clients of each other's that we've dealt with, or, you know, friends or family, or just listeners that have come to workshops over the years. The things that go on in your lives are what we address on a daily basis. And if you're facing a situation, you want some clarity, you want some guidance, that's again what we do each and every weekend on the air. Or if it's a private situation, David's still in practice and his law offices are in Summers Point. And you can reach him for a consultation or an appointment at 609-653-6003. And my partners at Anchor Financial, great people, very, very intelligent people. And Mary Gilbert and Leanne Gray are still there. If you've got a situation you want to address with them, I'm no longer giving clients advice, but certainly I can give you some thoughts. You know, again, you can reach them for a consult or a meeting at 609-454-8930. That's Anchor Financial, which is a Raymond James affiliate. So it's, you know, again, each and every weekend we're here for you. If you have a specific question that you want to address off the air, or you want to have us address at an upcoming show, you just give David Thierman's office a call and just leave the message to address certain issues. And again, his office number is 609-653-6003. Boy, the hour flies, and I can't tell you how quickly it goes. I'm sorry that if we didn't get to all of your questions or the issues that you have, we do try. And, you know, we're here for you. Just give us a call. And again, David's law office, 609-653-6003. And have a great St. Paddy's Day, everyone. Enjoy yourselves. Be careful. Don't overdo it. But it's coming up on Tuesday. I can't believe it. The Ides of March tomorrow on Sunday. Beware the Ides of March. We'll have to look into what that's all about and why you're supposed to beware. But thanks for joining us this weekend on It's Your Money. We'll see you back here for more of it next weekend. Take care.